Courtney Moore was usually at the Orange Valley Mall on the weekend, and it was usually busy. But on the last Sunday in May, it was absolutely packed. People streamed around her outside the mall's main entrance, where she stood below a banner that read, "Hands Across America." Courtney was trying to hand out buttons, but no one seemed to notice her. Courtney's best friend, Sarah Barrett, on the other hand, didn't have any trouble getting people's attention. "Check-in for the event is right inside the main door," Sarah called out in her firm, clear voice as she handed out buttons and answered questions. Courtney had been looking forward to Hands Across America for months. Millions of people were going to hold hands in a human chain that would stretch from one end of the country to the other. The event was raising awareness of hunger and homelessness, and the money to fight them. Courtney and Sarah had each saved $10 of their allowance to pay for their places in line. Now they both wore a white t-shirt with the Hands Across America logo, a red and blue outline of the United States with silhouettes of people holding hands from coast to coast. Sarah's mom was one of the main organizers in Orange Valley, and she'd asked Sarah and Courtney if they'd help on the day of the event. Both girls had said yes immediately. Courtney knew it was her chance to do something important, just like space explorer Crystal Starshooter. Ever since Courtney had invented the video game hero, she'd been looking for ways to be like Crystal in the real world. Crystal was brave and bold, and her mission was to make the world a better place. As Courtney offered a button to an elderly woman, she pictured herself as Crystal Starshooter, organizer of Energy Across the Galaxy, an epic event to join forces with beings throughout the universe. Crystal had created a floppy disk that would generate intergalactic energy to sustain all planets. She was delivering the last disk to the outer reaches of the cosmos. On her signal, all the disks would activate, connecting power and assuring that all life forms would have the energy they needed to feed their populations. "It's time!" Crystal Starshooter announced over the Galacticum. "Raise your discs in 3, 2, Courtney? Courtney?" It was Sarah. "Didn't you hear the announcement? It's time to get in line." Courtney blushed. Yeah, let's go." Courtney and Sarah hurried around the building and found Courtney's family at their meeting spot outside the entrance to JCPenney. Courtney's stepsister Tina was sitting on a curb under a tree, looking at earrings from a Claire's bag in her lap. "Did you go shopping?" Courtney asked in disbelief. "Duh," Tina sighed. "I'm not going to come to the mall and just stand around." Mike, Tina's dad, laughed.
"The stores appreciate your dedication."
He rolled a ball across the sidewalk to Raffi, Courtney's and Tina's 2-year-old half-brother. Courtney's mom pulled a thermos out of the basket under Raffi's stroller. "How did volunteering go?" she asked.
"Are you thirsty? I have water."
Courtney took a long drink, not wanting to admit that she didn't really do much to help.
"I'm glad there's such a great turnout," she finally said.
"Courtney! Sarah!"
Courtney spotted their friend Kip Tomatsu hurrying down the sidewalk.
"What's he carrying?" Sarah asked Courtney.
"It looks like a beta cam,"
Mike said, squinting into the sun.
"A video recorder,"
Courtney explained when Sarah looked confused. Kip joined them, dropping his backpack to the ground.
"Isn't this cool?"
he said, setting the bulky camera down gently.
"My dad let me borrow it to record the event. I already got footage of you two in front of the building."
"That's awesome," Sarah said.
"I can't wait to see it."
Courtney grimaced at the thought of watching herself hand out buttons. Sarah's mom's voice came over a loudspeaker. She announced that it was 11:58 a.m.
"We'll begin in 2 minutes. Please take the hands of the people beside you."
As Courtney took Sarah's and Raffi's hands, she couldn't help but think about her dad. He'd planned to be there, but something had come up at work. Dad had gotten a new job at the beginning of the year
and now lived 3 hours away. It wasn't as easy for him to just meet Courtney at the mall anymore. Courtney was sad that he wasn't standing next to her.